All right, once again, coming live from Oshawa, Ontario, Durham Region, Southern Ontario, Canada, North America, and got the live stream going, got the recorder, got the camcorder going. So today we are doing live stream number 80. This is our second last live stream of this type in this type of series. Today is the March, sorry about that. Wow. All right, I got to change that. And so today we are looking at what it's called, what I call repentance and conversion. Repentance and conversion. I'll make sure everything's running right here. So is there a difference between repentance and conversion? Is there a difference? Are they synonymous? Or are they synonymous? Are they the same? Sir, first of all, I wrote here, first of all, I don't like the word conversion. I don't like it. Which is a term used frequently by the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah. And yet the word conversion occurs once, the actual word conversion is mentioned once, occurs once in the Bible, Acts 15:3. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 3. It's actually Strong's number 1995, King James, although it does depend on the translation. Some translations, other translations have a different word. But it's the word conversion is used there. The related words convert or converted, which is Strong number 1994, occurs 8 times in the King James. In the King James. However, even though these words are infrequent, the concept of conversion occurs much more often. Much more. All right, we're going to look at that a little bit. This is going to be very short today. So the original word is, translation is epistrepho, epistrepho. It's a compound word, epi and then strepho. And then definition, to turn back, to turn towards. All right, so this has to do with God. So to turn back to God, to return to God, or to turn towards God. So away from the world and towards God, right? That's part of your salvation, right? That's part of repentance. So that's why I'm saying they seem to be very synonymous. Okay, we're going to look at the word repent. All right, so this word conversion occurs in Acts 15:3. And you know what? Let's read it. This teaching is going to be very short. So let's go to Acts 15. Chapter 15:3, so being fitted out and sent out on their way by the church, they went through both Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, the heathen, the pagans, and they caused great rejoicing among all the brethren. So there we got the word conversion. All right. And it carries the idea of change of heart. It does carry the idea of change of heart. I want to make sure everything's still going here. Which is a big part of the word repent or repentance. Translated in English from the Greek word metanoia for the word repent or repentance. It comes from the word metanoia, which literally means change, meta, change of mind. Noia comes from the word nous. It's the Greek word for the word mind, the mind, so change of mind. Repentance is another word that I do not like to define metanoia with. Repentance is, I don't like the word. I think they just should have used, some translations actually have the words change of mind. And that's a lot more accurate when it comes to the Gospels and Jesus preaching regarding the kingdom of God. All right, so they actually have some translations have the word change of mind. So I wrote here, for a true conversion to take place, you will first need to repent of your sin or of your sins, having a change of mind and heart towards sin, which can only be accomplished via the conviction of sin, which we looked at yesterday, John 16:8-9. He will convict when he comes, the Holy Spirit. He wants to convict the world of the first Adam, the world that does not believe in Jesus, the world that does not believe in God, the atheist, right? The word atheist is the word atheos. It's found in Ephesians 2:12, I believe. It's made out of a compound word, but it's literally translated without God. So human beings that are atheists, they're without God in this world. That's what it says there in Ephesians. All right? But he wants to convict them. He wants to convince them that they're wrong so that they can get born again like he did with me. All right? And everybody else who got born again, basically. There had to be some kind of manifestation of the conviction of sin. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Paul from India. All right. So this metanoia, I love the word metanoia, the Greek word, repentance, change of mind, is not only for the sinner. It's not only for the sinner, but also for the saint. All right? So let's look at that real quickly here. We're almost done here. I'm at my 6-minute mark. What the videos we'll be making starting next week, they're going to be much longer, much, much longer. I can become the eternal sermon sometimes. I can become the eternal sermon. So we all know this one, but it's huge. It's huge. Let's go to Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to external superficial customs, but be ye transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, all right, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves and also towards others what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in God's sight for you. This is the Amplified, okay? So they always add some extra words in there, and most of the time it's good. It's warranted. So that's metanoia, change of mind, have a renewing of the mind, says right there. All right. So I say all this for the sinner, for the saint. This is towards the saint. That's what I said. This word meta, this change of mind, this whole idea of repentance is not only for the sinner, but it's for the saint. Once you are born again, because we have to get into this whole realm of mind renewal, which is key to your transformation. And the other verse we want to look at, let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians 4. Yeah, we'll be in India, brother. We'll be there. What you need to be doing, brothers, you need to share these teachings with your fellow brothers and sisters in India in the meantime. All right? So Ephesians 4:22-24. This is towards saints. All right. Strip yourself of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt and through lust and desires that spring from delusion. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. 24. Put on the new nature, the regenerated self, the new man, created in God's image, God-like, in true righteousness and holiness. That's change of mind. We need to work on our minds once we get born again. All right? And the last one for now, regarding mind renewal, regarding a change of heart, a change of mind, because the heart is made up of the spirit of man and the soul of man. All right? So let's just go quickly here to James. James 1:21. And I believe that's after Hebrews. I believe. James 1:21. I love this. James 21:21. So get rid of, he's talking to believers here. So get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness. Yeah. Can a believer have wickedness in his life? You better believe it. I've seen it many times, not in my life, but and in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your heart contains the power to save, transform, deliver, yes, your soul, the soul of the believer, all right? Not the spirit of the believer, but the soul of the believer. So all of this has to do with, yes, repentance, conversion for the sinner. That was the original intent of this teaching. But then I just wanted to touch on regarding this whole area of metanoia, change of mind, for the saint. All right? Very needed. Very, very, very needed. There's a great lack of mind renewal, proper mind renewal, in the church today. And that's why we have what we have in the church. And that has to change. That's why the Lord has called me to bring reformation to a broken church. And also he told me that the nations will open up to you because of my healing power. The nations. So whether it's here in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, yes, we are going. We are going. We're getting ready for that. Those things every day. Every day. Every day. So I want to thank you so much, so much, so much for your time. And we're going to be doing the last teaching tomorrow for this week. And then we're getting ready for next week. Next week is going to be different. But it's going to be the Word, of course. It's always the Word, right? So I encourage all of you to do what it takes to walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God, because it's faith that gives access to the grace of God. Shalom and Amen.